Today, our topic for our podcast is going to be childhood cartoon shows.
My name is AJ, and I'll be presenting SpongeBob as my subtopic, and I am a freshman at Putnam County High School.
What's up? My name is Caleb, and my subtopic is Fish Hooks, and I am a sophomore at Putnam County High School.
Hello, my name is Cooper. My subtopic is going to be Tom and Jerry, and I'm a freshman at Putnam County High School.
Hello, my name is AJ. I will be the one doing the subtopic, SpongeBob. If you don't know what SpongeBob is, you practically been living under a rock all your life. But SpongeBob is a show on Nickelodeon that has been aired since 1999, basically. It's about a yellow sponge who lives under the sea in a pineapple in the city of Bikini Bottom. He lives with his pet snail, Gary. He has a best friend named Patrick Star, who is a pink star, and he's really funny. He's funny because he's dumb. He has this neighbor named Squidward who doesn't like him, but SpongeBob thinks they're so-called best friends. But yeah, I think that the show is very entertaining and very funny, and most kids like it. So there has to be something about it that people like. So yeah.
Hello, my name's Cooper. I'll be the one introducing Tom and Jerry. If you didn't know what Tom and Jerry was about, it's about this cat and mouse. The cat's name is Tom, the mouse's name is Jerry. It's mainly about what these cat and mouse get into and what happens in the show, like what kind of different situations they get into, such as when the cat runs out of the hole, how it gets back in the hole once it's retrieving food or something. And it has like different scenes, how it's like in the backyard or around the city. Like, just a bunch of different scenarios they could get into. And if you, like, from the brief history of it was made in around 1940, so it was a pretty old show. It was, like, started out in the black and white era.
Okay, I believe that Tom and Jerry is better than SpongeBob, because in Tom and Jerry, there is zero language problems, there is zero nudity problems, there is zero bad things, except for the cartoon violence. But there's no blood, no gore, no...
Which one do you think is the funniest?
The funniest? Well, I believe the funniest, I believe it's kind of SpongeBob, because of the main aspect, because it's more of like a cartoon base, it's like sponges under the sea, and I can see it, how it attracts more or less a child-based audience. But Andrew, what do you think?
Oh, I think, well, of course, I'm going my top. I think SpongeBob is the funniest because of his best friend, Patrick. So, yeah.
Which one do you think
what is so funny about Patrick, though?
I mean, he's so stupid that he's... That is funny, but sometimes he's smart for, like, a couple seconds, and then he just goes back down. Like sometimes he'll, like, have some bright ideas, but most of the time, he just be... And so like it's just funny, and then like the characters in the show all have like a different type of personality that's like funny. Like Mr. Krabs loves money and stuff, and it's a hilarious little childhood show that most people watch, and it's very entertaining. It has movies made about it, and I just think that it's better than Tom and Jerry.
Well, I have to go back off that. It's that where with Tom and Jerry, it doesn't really have that much of a storyline to where it goes like off of an episode and off an episode. It restarts mainly like with a mouse waking up and it going to do like whatever it was drawn to do. But like what mainly consists about it is the amount of characters it has, like the owners of the cat and mouse, and some other points. It'll be like in England doing some other stuff. It's like really odd to where the point. Like it's funny. I mean, there's no other word to describe it, but it's funny most of the time. I mean, I might have said SpongeBob is pretty funny, but that's the reason why I like Tom and Jerry so much.
Which one has better
Animation-wise, I'd have to say it's a really close debate between SpongeBob and Tom and Jerry.
I kind of think that SpongeBob would have the best animation because, like, most of the time when, like, you do see a Tom and Jerry, so it's mostly, like kind of old, and it has, like, this thing of where, like, you know, like, how, like, it has, like a old thing to it sometimes. But, like, since SpongeBob is kind of like a newer show, it will have, like, the better graphics and like better stuff like that, content and stuff like that.
I think Tom and Jerry has better animations because when something happens in Tom and Jerry, like violence or something, it actually, like, has a good thing for kids to see that's not too graphic, but it's, like draws your eyes to it. But SpongeBob also does too, but I would say Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, but when I was saying on the animation part of it, like, some episodes have better animation than others. But, yeah, that's mainly sums it up. Alright, since pretty much that sums it up, I'm going to ask the other group members, plus an extra person of the audience, to help decide. So, what do you think?
SpongeBob.
Tom and Jerry.
SpongeBob.
Alright, so SpongeBob wins.
What's up, you guys? And I will be talking about Ben 10 and why it's the best children cartoon that was ever made. Well, first off, Ben 10 was made in 2005, and it's about a young kid in a multi-universe that is mixed with human and aliens cohabiting on Earth. And one day, a boy finds a watch, and he puts it on his arm, and it gets stuck to an arm, and he accidentally changes to one of the monsters in his arm. The monster have over, 13 aliens. So, yeah.
My name is Caleb, and I'm doing Fish Hooks. Fish Hooks was made in September 3rd, 2010, and the final episode was April 4th, 2014. It was about a trio of fish named B, Oscar, and Milo, and they went to a school in an aquarium, and they went on many adventures and stuff, and it's just better than Ben 10 because it just goes more into it.
What's up, guys? And I'm back with another podcast, and I will be telling you why Ben 10 attracts the most children as a cartoon show. Ben 10 has a lot of characters and a lot of action going out through the series of Ben 10, and not only that, it also has, like, every episode has something good going on about it and something dangerous or like fun to watch going on through it.
Hey, my name is Caleb, and I'm gonna tell you why Fish is better than Ben 10. The show has good takeaway messages about believing in yourself, respecting others, and being a good friend. Best friends B, Milo, and Oscar enjoy a strong bond and turn to each other when they need help. They always communicate their feelings and talk about the problems that come up.
Let's see. What's up? Hey, Lord, it's AJ again. I just want to put my input in on there. Okay, see, even though Ben 10, it's a show about aliens finding each other, you know, stuff like that, you know, cartoon violence, you know, and then you got Fish Hooks over here with all the inspiration, cause, like, you know, that's all Disney do. So I mean, yeah, but, like, if I'm gonna take a vote, I'm gonna have to go with Ben 10.
I know, like,
because like,
I hope y'all know Disney made Ben 10 too, right?
Because, like, Ben 10 lasts longer. Ben 10 has lasted longer than Fish Hooks. Ben 10 still airs episodes. Fish Hooks don't even come on anymore. So how is a cartoon show going to attract kids when it doesn't even come on television?
I agree with you on that, AJ, because, like, you got to have, like, you got to keep pumping out episodes for you to attract kids. When kids see a TV show, say like SpongeBob, they have it coming on all the time. That's why they still attracted to it. If SpongeBob would have died on like some years ago, nobody would have watched it. Nobody would have still remembered it.
And like
nobody don't remember Fish Hooks. Because it's a boring show.
I mean, I wouldn't say it was boring, just like it didn't like last long, and like it's not really memorable. But like Ben 10 has reboots and all of that stuff. Study. So yeah, so if I had to take a vote, I'd go with Ben 10.
Yeah, I'd say I vote for Ben 10 too. All right, so Ben 10 wins.
Yeah.
So that is a group decision. Ben 10 wins.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, this is Cooper in the championship round. I'm filling in for Kamar because he's not here today. But why I believe Ben 10 is better than SpongeBob is because that I feel like it'd be more visually entertaining, because I believe that, like, children would want to watch little sponges and stars running around underneath the sea. But, like, action and adventure in the Ben 10 universe, you know, I like and change and all the different monsters and stuff. Not monsters, but aliens.
I think that SpongeBob way better than Ben 10. First of all, cause like when you looking at trying to attract the children's show, I mean, most people are gonna go to SpongeBob. I mean, Ben 10 has a lot of cartoon violence, and you know, SpongeBob may have a little cartoon violence, but like, I think kids would rather view like show about a sponge who has a positive personality 24/7, then a boy who changes into aliens to fight people, and Ben 10 has been like rebooted so much. So if it's such a good show, why does it keep having to be rebooted? See what I'm saying?
My name is Caleb, and I'm gonna put my input in this. I mean, to be honest with you, I think SpongeBob would be better because they have a lot of movies about SpongeBob, and it's more stuff to do with SpongeBob, and people would rather watch SpongeBob because he has a good attitude and everything. But all Ben 10 does is just change it to aliens and stuff. SpongeBob goes more into it, like, it shows his daily life and everything. So yeah, I think SpongeBob's better.
All right, so we're gonna go for the final vote. Obviously, I'm voting for Ben 10. AJ?
SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
All right, SpongeBob is the championship winner.